When I was in high school, I spent every free period in the art room. I remember one of our school projects was to make a sculpture taller than ourselves, and I relished the chance to show what I could do. That opportunity for artistic experimentation was highly rewarding for me and gave me a love of pushing the boundaries. Occasionally these days I get a bit stuck in a rut and it drives me crazy if I keep churning out what I think is the same old stuff. So when the ideas do dry up, I try other arts and crafts or turn to the work of established artists for inspiration.
I developed a love of kayaking after taking a course in it last summer. I got a real sense of freedom, a feeling of being at one with nature, but the biggest thrill came from the feeling of accomplishment at the end of my first outing, and I still get that buzz every time. It isn't easy choosing a safe route down a river. You have to read the water for rocks and debris that can affect currents. River conditions can change with little warning, and you have to be prepared for any eventuality and abandon a trip if things go against you. But there's no point in letting it get to you.
Without hesitation, I can say that the greatest de-stressor in my life has been my small vegetable patch. 5 years ago, when I had a job in advertising, I got embroiled in a really difficult project at work, and that's when I discovered that an hour or so with the spade helped me to put petty squabbles with colleagues into perspective. It's true that it's not always easy to force yourself out of the house and into the garden, particularly on cold, wet days, but I find that once I'm out there, I just don't want to stop. I can literally feel the tension fade away as I work.
As a teenager, I used to wander around the house doing a bit of homework in one room, then a bit more in the next, until I finally got it done. I'm the same now when I'm working. I find it really hard to sit still. It's just a way of dealing with excess energy. I suppose there is some element of keeping still when I'm playing my flute, but I quickly recognise that making music is what makes me feel at peace, because it demands my full attention. I've realised that I have to break up the day with a variety of activities that will do that for me. The only thing is, as soon as I put the flute down, the restlessness returns.
It's my partner's fault. He began doing puzzles and gave me a pointer or two as to how to go about solving them. I quickly became addicted, and if it weren't for puzzles, I'd probably do more college work. I have a real passion for the difficult ones, the ones that involve some arithmetic. The downside is the way these puzzles absorb my attention, though it is an inexpensive way to pass the time. I could make the excuse that my hobby keeps my mind active, but of course, doing puzzles is a terrible waste of time. It won't pay the rent, but they make my life more enjoyable.